رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم والتابعين إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اللهم ارزقنا علما نافعا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء، ونعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع ومن قلب لا يخشع ومن عين لا تدمع ومن نفس لا تشبع ومن دعاء لا يستجاب له. امين امين يا رب العالمين. اللهم الهمنا وسددنا، اللهم الهمني رشدي وقني شر نفسي، اللهم افتح بيننا وبين قومنا بالحق وانت خير الفاتحين، اللهم اكرمنا وانت اكرم الاكرمين، اللهم اعزنا وانت العزيز الحكيم، اللهم تب علينا يا مولانا واغفر لنا وارحمنا وعافنا واعف عنا واختب لنا وانت راض عنا برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين. اما بعد، in Arabic they used to say الطبع يغلب التطبع. Habit overseed the learning habit. And right now I remember a sentence from my father rahmatullah alayh, because I was talking to one sister, new Muslim, believe it or not, and I tell her, how are you? She said, I'm not so good. I said, why? She said, I'm getting weak. And I tell her about many things she should do. And she asked me, is this jihad? I tell her, this is the highest. Because if you fail to capture yourself, how you can do anything outside? And I remember what he said. He said, every time you're fighting your habit, this is the most ultimate goodness you can do to yourself. And if you do not do so, you lost. By this way, today, my advice to me and you, if you do not fight your own habits, your own genetic, your own whatever, and develop Islamic habit, please take it from me once and for all. You will become like those you complain about, and no goodness for you, and shaitan will get you. Because every bad habit, it will erase a lot of good deed. And we supposed to have what? The sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For example, let's face it, anger is a habit. Rasulullah tell us, no anger, don't get angry. Backbiting, namima, ghaiba, envy, jealousy, you see, stingy. Every bad habit, ego, show off, not content, this is what we talk about all along. You see, it's the same, but somehow it's not going in. Because if it go in, it will start growing. This hadith Qudsi, what it say? مَا كَانَ لِلَّهِ دَامَ وَاتَّصَلْ وَمَا كَانَ لِغَيْرِ اللَّهِ إِنْقَطَعَ وَانْفَصَلْ. Whatever for Allah is continue and build strength. And anything is not for Allah, it fall down and break. Do you understand? And this why in this journey, you have to question yourself all the time. Questioning your own intention, your own sincerity, is not easy. It's not a cheap journey. It's a very difficult journey. You understand or no? Okay, any question, any concern about your life in last 1 week? Because you should have come so. Comment and question about your own life and about your own struggle. Positive or negative? Yes.
After you was telling me that, you know, something is wrong with me, I'm like, I'm going down. I'm trying to find out what is it, but I didn't come to a point. I'm not sure. I didn't know.
Okay. How much effort you do in reading? Is more or less? In general.
It's improving than before.
Improving now after a couple of talk. You cannot talk like that. Because you know the reality. It was down. Right? It was down. Now, doesn't mean it's up now, it is really up. No. If you want, call it up when you go for like that for months, 2 months, 3 months, and stability. What I want you to learn, how to build stability. But you people, you are good one day, 2-3 weeks, bye-bye. Good one day, 2-3 weeks, bye-bye. It doesn't work. You want to stabilize more up. And this more up coming from internal. Internal. How is your reading now in brain?
I'm still on the second book of it. And I've been going through invocation of God.
Okay. And what are you gaining when you're reading all this?
When I would read the Samhain, I've been trying to internalize some of those sermons that I've been reading.
Mm-hmm.
And with invocation of God, I'm learning more of the benefits of doing vigor and remembrance of Allah. And I've learned a few things about Salat, which is, it's helped me improve my attention and my focus on my prayer.
Masha. In the last couple of weeks, you're tired.
Yeah.
And you're not sure why.
Yeah.
I tell you why. Anybody know why?
Shaitan.
Shaitan? Why?
He doesn't want her to grow.
Exactly. He did not want her to grow. Do you see? Me too. Last many weeks, I have a belt around my head. A lot of uptightness, and I feel tired very easy, and my sleeping is not normal. What happened? Shayateen have a season, especially if you try to do goodness, or if you try to do some effort on yourself, they do not want it. They do not want you to develop strength. But can I stop it? No way, you will be finished. You have to fight. It's a fight. And how you fight, do zikr more, louder, and do the opposite of what they advise you to do. Stay home, don't stay. Go to sleep, get up. Get up, go to sleep. And this is what a lot of people do not understand, to be free. If you listen to them, bye-bye, Charlie. You know, you really become slipper. In their own. Like one sheikh, he used to say, not slipper, socks. They become socks and they make a ball of it and they play with you. Meaning what? You're not even the shoes. And this something in the front of Allah, I cannot help you. You have to help yourself. You have to struggle. I cannot do it for you. You get it or no?
Yes.
You have to fight. Everybody with me or no?
Yes.
Yes.
And this fight you have to do it with zikr and sometimes zikr loud. Take it from me, loud. And don't listen. Stop it. Don't continue. All this shayateen whisper, don't continue. Finished. Cut it. You understand?
This is a different question. After Fajr prayer, I've experienced something past. I'm not sure if I'm the only one who's feeling it. Okay, you know how the birds are doing zikr, and then there's a time, the sunrise at 6:15, the sunrise at 6:15, around 6 o'clock, I hear them. But then in that time, around 6:10, I don't hear no more. And then after 5-10 minutes, I didn't hear it. Is it Is that something or it's nothing?
What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, no nation and no creature except there are nations like you. But you do not comprehend their language. If I try to tell you anything, astaghfirullah al-azim, I'm not Sulaiman alayhi salam who understands the sound of a bird. And I'm not really a bird expert to tell you. But we know for a fact as a Muslim. Bird at this time, they do zikr, and they do dua and do shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How, when, and where? Forgive me, I was not a bird before to give you my own consultation. Anybody was a bird before? No inside depth about bird. Say Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. You are a Muslim. You did salah, you make sajda, you make tawaf. You did umrah, you did hajj, you're in big trouble. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad. How come the people of the trench, the one we heard about them, when they embraced Islam in a short time, they was ready to suffer and even die for their own belief? What about the people of the cave? What about the companion? This why when you study La ilaha illallah and you get the reality of it, you find out you never done. You never done it. You see, really embracing La ilaha illallah, it put Allahu Akbar in everything in your life. If you do not have Allahu Akbar in your life, you do not embrace Islam yet. Or your iman is so weak. It makes you think about Akhirah. It makes you think about the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It makes you ready to be a slave. And whatever happening, you see wisdom behind it you do not understand. A lot of things in life we will never comprehend. But the only thing I can advise all of us to do now is really live the message the maximum you can, because we never live it. Our parents never live it. This message, the one, it allow you to be free. Free from yourself. I was reading about when Shaitan talking to Allah and Allah tell him, my slave servant, you have no power and strength over them. The ones who believe in me and do tawakkul on me. The ones who rely on me. And I was thinking about all of you, people around me. Every moment, if I do not rely on Allah, what will happen? Shaitan will come. The moment I think about the future, the moment I think about tomorrow, Shaitan will come. What about this? 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 I'm not going anywhere. He gave me a headache. And if I let it go, it will grow and make me miserable. But I learned a long time ago, I have to fight it. And I should not allow it to grow for maybe 10-15 minutes maximum. 10-15 minutes is really too long. When I see people stuck under Shayateen attack, I'm really scared for them. Because the problem today, I see people go for Shayateen attack in 1 day, 2 day, 3 day, 1 week. This is very dangerous. Because if you are in a state of Iman, Shaitan take you for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes. Wake up. Do Allahu Akbar. And go back quick. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised. Those who are get touch of Shaitan, if they remember, they are having basira. Meaning Allah will allow them to see. Like one sister one time yesterday, she was explaining to me. She told me, when I have shayateen, I'm blind. I cannot see. Not only that, you cannot see, you cannot hear, you cannot comprehend. Shaitan block you. But why you allow yourself to be blocked for days or hours, long time? Meaning you're listening. Why you listening? Because shaitan using some disease you have inside. And I tell the sister, I tell her, please, when you are in a normal situation, clean up inside. Clean up quick. Clean up quick. And develop the habit of doing zikr the maximum time. Do a lot of protection. We talked about it before. If you do not protect yourself in the daytime, protect yourself in the nighttime. Where are you going? Okay, let me give you another advice. After Salat al-Duha, Salat al-Ishraq, make two rak'ah. With the intention, oh Allah, protect me, please. Protect me, Allah. Recite Ayat al-Kursi. قل هو الله أحد قل أعوذ برب الفلق قل أعوذ برب الناس 3 times, 7 times whatever you want. Surah الفاتحة with the intention of protection. لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد بيده الخير وهو على كل شيء قدير 100 times. This complete protection. Complete protection from your shaitan and all shayateen and all the sahb. By the way, we have the medication. But what happens if you refuse to take the medication or you're lazy? Shaitan get you. By this way, it's very simple. But simple, and it needs an honest person. You have to take the medication all the time. Can I take the medication one day and drop it for 2 or 3 weeks? You pay the price. Now your habit become more. I remember my father, rahmatullah alayhi, he had a sheikh one time. And this sheikh, he has a prerequisite. If you do not do certain zikr daily, twice a day, he will not allow you even to sit with him. He will not even allow you to come near his meeting. From distance, he said, go. Imagine. He said, go. Don't let this person go. Go. Don't forget, when you do zikr, believe me, you're calm, you're sweet, you're full of humble and humility, you have certain light, you have certain, what I can call it, in English you call it charisma, but we call it the charisma of Iman. The mu'min can see the mu'min, you know that? A mu'min feels the mu'min. If somebody loves you for Allah, believe me, they will know who you are. They will know if you're missing or not. People who I love them for Allah, believe me, when I look at your face, I know who you are. I know today are a good day or today is a shaitan day. Really. Because you cannot hide. There's a certain meaning inside your face and your body. You cannot hide it. You can take a shower, you can perfume yourself, you can dress. Doesn't matter. There's a certain content in your face. Maybe a month ago, I was in the masjid making khutbah, and this man, he's actually younger than me. He's maybe early 40, maybe 41, 42. He came to me and hugged me and gave me salam and told me come for lunch. You know what happened to me? When I was hugging him, I discovered something. His face, his skin, is so wrinkled, like in the late 60s. He's early 40, but his face, like late 60. Why? This is a reality. This is known in Islam. You want beauty, you want strength, you want everything, is with Allah. It's not the makeup, it's not the money, it's not the facelift. Really. Iman give you this strength and blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He makes certain people attracted to you.
is not your figure, is not your beauty. It's a beauty of Iman. It attracts a believer to you. And your problem, if you do not have the beauty of Iman, the hypocrite will be attracted to you. The liar will be attracted to you. The nonsense people will be attracted to you. Because Rasulullah, he said it. People attracted to the similarity. People attracted to the similarity. Believe me, if I see your friend, I know who you are. You like it or you don't. Even if you do not like them or you like whatever. I was reading the name of Allah, Al-Quddus. Al-Quddus, the one who is pure from all default. We talk about it. But what is the power of Quddus to me? Huh?
He can purify you.
How many times you remember that? How many times you said, oh Allah, Ya Quddus, do to Quddus to me, Ya Allah. Purify me, Ya Allah. Actually, it's more than that also. You know what is it? It's the owner of blessing. He can bless you. He's the owner of blessing. What happens if Allah bless you? Is no ending. What happens if Allah cleanse you and purify you? You people do not, you're missing a lot. A lot. By the way, if a situation arises and they said, Ya Quddus, Ya Quddus, Ya Quddus. We talked about it last time. Ya Arhamur Rahimeen, Ya Arhamur Rahimeen, Ya Arhamur Rahimeen. 3 times. Ya Dal Jalali wal Ikram, Ya Dal Jalali wal Ikram, Ya Dal Jalali wal Ikram. And make dua, make salah ala nabi, make dua. Power! Power! But can it be once in a while, or it has to be all the time, until it become a habit of you? You understand or no? What time now?
3:29.
What's that?
3:29.
3:29. Okay, one last name of Allah we'll stop at. Eh? Al-Quddus. Oh, we did Al-Quddus. MashaAllah. Now, we come to another one I love so much. As-Salam. After Salah, what are we supposed to say? تباركت وتعاليت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تباركت وتعاليت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام والله يدعو إلى دار السلام. Allah سبحانه وتعالى, He invites us to the place of salam. What is the place of salam?
Jannah.
إن الدين عند الله الإسلام. Now we're going to talk about salam this time today from different perspective completely, from many perspective. What is Islam? Islam is a religion or a faith. It makes you develop yourself first. Number one, yourself. And if you develop yourself, you develop your manner, your character, your way of life, your behavior, your knowledge, your understanding, your comprehending. And when you do that, it will give you a fruit. What's the fruit of that? Now you become a powerful, you become patient one, you become with equality. You have the ability to struggle. You become beloved to other. You become beloved to Allah the angel. Hopefully you become clean and neat. Okay? And you become loving, serving other Muslim and non-Muslim, and you will like to have unity because you already have unity with Allah. Also, as Islam, he mean also salam, peace. And peace in here has a lot of meaning too. It's a peace of yourself from yourself. It's a peace of yourself from yourself. How many people lunatic and said this me? Islam do not know this me. You cannot go and deal with people in a bad manner and say, I'm angry person. What do you want from me? This me. By this way, number one, you have to purify yourself from yourself to be in peace. And this peace inside of you will generate what? Peace with society, with people you're dealing with. It starts with your family, husband or wife and kids. And when you do that, it generates harmony in a family. This harmony in a family, it generates harmony in a society. And it generates a society full of harmony. Now when I talk like that, some people will say, oh, where is that? Only in books. Why? Because we're not living it. The moment you live in it, the moment you become. By this way, if you ask me today, ask yourself, is me a peaceful person? What do you call it? Harmonious? Harmonious person? Like in Arabic, sometimes they said, if you put it in a wound, it cool it down. Or if you put it in a wound, hot pepper. You see, really, a mu'min, Allahu Akbar. A mu'min is the coolant, is the ice cream of himself and others. But it is vanilla, something so nice, calm. Okay? By this way, ask yourself, is me vanilla ice cream? Is me the coolant of people around me? If they look at me, they calm. When they deal with me, they calm. Whatever any environment I go, I generate this peace and tranquility in the society. Because what happened? This coming from in. This heart, when it's pure with Allah, have salam. Allah make a lot of salam around you. Why? Angels. Angels, light. Tranquility, peace. But what happened if I said, oh, look at her, look at him, look at this, look at this. What happened? Now Shayateen army going all over. Now what I'm spreading? I might be sitting quiet and nice. I didn't do anything. Yes, you didn't do anything, but you Shayateen, mashallah, is working overtime. You see? Working long range. Similar as a mu'min, his angels working also long range. And this is why we need this light. And this coming from obedience and purification of the heart. Now, if you look at the Quran, focus.
You know how the shayateen, they would go around whispering if a person is like that. But what do the angels do?
MashaAllah, good question, Amri. She said, we know shayateen whisper and do all this mischief. What shayateen will do? It make you doubtful, uncertain, not thankful. Look at him. He didn't do this. He didn't do that. Why he didn't do this? Why he do that? Why I should do this? No. I cannot take it. I have to go. You have to change. You cannot wait. Don't wait. That's why shayateen bubble you for uncertain, doubtful, no thanks, and switch. The things that look nice, they make it look ugly. The things that look ugly, it make it look nice. Anybody talk to you nicely? Why he talk to you like this? Who do you think he is? Why he look at you like that? You know something? He's looking at you. He's not looking to anybody. He's looking at you. By this way, the wicked are always in a state of anger, in a state of doubt. Look, 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 what they do. You see? By this way, they take you from a state of internal, external. Do you see it or not?
Yeah.
Now, let's focus on her question. What about angels? Angels coming from whom?
Allah.
Allah is what? Light, blessing. What's he coming? Sakina, tranquility, peace. Okay, iman and yaqeen. Okay, now do you think angel now will give you doubt? No. Everything belongs to Allah. If everything belongs to Allah, what's the problem? You have no problem. Okay, a girl more beautiful than you. Alhamdulillah. Somebody has more money than you. Alhamdulillah. You have no problem. Because you're thinking about akhirah. You see? Somebody gets something you do not get. Alhamdulillah. You want to achieve something and you never receive it. Alhamdulillah. You see? Why? Because your mind and your heart completely toward whom? Akhirah. Akhirah. And you're thanking Allah for what He offer you. And you believe Allah is wise. You see, you believe in Allah. And once you believe in Allah, and you believe in Allah's attribute, you're done. Who am I? Why I look this way? What happened to me? Is a wisdom from Allah. For a wisdom, I do not know. He's my Rabb. Whatever, who am I? Whatever situation I'm in, for a wisdom, I do not know. Only I hope, inshallah, I'm trying to do my best. By this way, always internal. And when you do that, what happened? You do thanks to Allah. You do shukr to Allah. You remember Allah. You remember the bounty of Allah. You saw so-and-so. So-and-so is so good. They did this to me. They did this to me. And you remember the goodness of the people. Now, your heart, your environment, your eyes, your face, your ability is only what? Goodness. If I look at you, you're smiling, you're calm, you're content, even if you're hungry. Your stomach might be, but your heart is so content. Are you hungry? Alhamdulillah. Do you need have any need? Alhamdulillah. You see? And this Alhamdulillah from internal spread, it radiates. You content. This contentment Allah love, it radiates. Do you understand? And this is the secret of life. Now angel made from what? Light, nur. Coming from whom? Allah is what? Light. Wisdom. Blessing. What he will spread? Light. What kind of light? Gamma? Laser? X-ray? No. And Allah light what? It changed. You see? And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, بَلَى مَنْ أَسْلَمَ وَجْهَهُ لِلَّهِ وَهُوَ مُحْسِنٍ فَلَهُ أَجْرَهُ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِ. By this way, if you look at verse 112 Surah Al-Baqarah, 125 Surah Al-Nisa, 22 Surah Al-Luqman, Al-Hujurat 17, you will find out, number one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, to face your face toward Allah. And after that, you have to your deen according to Allah. And whoever hold tight to the robe of Allah. And after that, they completely surrender to Allah, looking to Akhirah. Now you are the mu'min, the Muslim, the one, he will change society. Do you understand me? But when you are inside, outside, belong to whom? Allah. By this way, with this purification, internal, external, now you can change around. Today, what happened? Outside changing us. Why? We're not pure. we're full of dirt, and our iman is weak, our Islam is weak, our surrender to Allah is weak, our thinking about akhirah is weak. And wonder what happened. Once it mixes with a little bit of dunya, dunya plus dunya get together, it magnet together, now the piece of akhirah go down, the piece of dunya come up, all the disease come up, shayateen come up, welcome to shayateen game. Now we have a Yankee shayateen and Jet shayateen playing together. And welcome to the biggest game of shayateen. Now, if you do that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you glad tidings. The glad tidings in Surah Fussilat, verse 30. Those who said, Allah is our Lord, and they hold tight with Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, تَتَنَزَّلْ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَ. Angel will descend over them. Imagine if you all the time angel descended over you, what else do you want? Now, what it will generate? The reality of Islam. What is reality of Islam? It generates the real Muslim. What is the real Muslim? According to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, al-Muslim man salam al-Muslimina min lisanihi wa yadihi. The Muslim is the one who is safe or safe and others safe from him, from his tongue and his action and his hand. Safe. Safe. Today, are we safe from each other? Takki, 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 takki. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. And Islam in here and Salam at this moment now will mean what? Security and insurance. Security and insurance from what? From harming each other. Yes. Maybe this one is the principle of a Muslim. We're supposed to be secure and insure already by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if we are in the state of Islam, not to harm each other. And not generate harm against each other. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam advised us to do that with what? Salam. To give each other salam. But you see, honest to Allah today, I wish we do really understand what meaning salam. Because salam in here, okay, not movie salam, no. Salam in here, real salam. Meaning when I tell you assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, I mean it. Today we go to each other and give salam and we mean harm. You see, may Allah forgive us really. Why? Because internal is not clean. I'm already coming with agenda. By the way, my salam is not clean. I do not mean it. And also a salam, again, it means a status to prevent you from having any harm or any war against others. This is what also salam means. And also salam in Islam meaning tahiyya. Agreed. You see how many under salam? Greed. You know, salamu alaykum. And we enter into Jannah, we say salam. And Allah will say salam. And Jannah is Daru Salam. Now, I have a question for myself first. Is me a person living salam? Is spreading salam to myself and others? What do you think? And if we are the Ummah of Salam, is this a condition now? We go to Al-Mu'min. But before we go to Al-Mu'min, let's make this dua. اللهم احينا بسلام وأعشنا بسلام وأمتنا بسلام وأدخلنا قبورنا بسلام واحشرنا يوم القيامة إليك بسلام وأدخلنا دار السلام يا سلام وأنت راض عنا يا أكرم الأكرمين يا سلام سلم يا رب اللهم سلمنا من أنفسنا سلمنا من شياطيننا سلمنا ممن بغى علينا سلمنا ممن بغى علينا سلمنا من أمراض قلوبنا يا رب العالمين يا سلام يا سلام يا سلام املأ قلوبنا بسلام ووجوهنا بسلام وحياتنا بسلام وألسنتنا بسلام وعقولنا بسلام وصدورنا بسلام وفكرنا بسلام وأرواحنا بسلام واجعلنا من أهل السلام في الدنيا والآخرة يا رب العالمين يا سلام يا سلام يا سلام سلم يا رب. Every week the bird Friday it makes this dua. سلم يا رب يا رب سلم يا رب سلم. Why? Because the bird gets the message. Is the Day of Judgment will arrive Friday. And every week the bird want to die before the Day of Judgment. And asking Allah, Ya Rabbi Sallim, Ya Rabbi Sallim. Today, if this message of Islam and the reality of the message of Islam and the duty of a Muslim and the thinking to be a Muslim, and the desire to be a Muslim, and the aim to be a Muslim, living for Allah for an Akhirah, is not inculcated in your heart, you're not surviving. And you will become another masterpiece like our parents, make believe and just living the skeleton of Islam. They have no benefit to themselves, no benefit to society, no benefit to mankind. And they forget the message and they disgrace the message of Allah. They disgrace it. This is a reality. And if we do this exactly the same, we disgrace the message of Allah. Because either we elevate it and we work for it, we sacrifice our life for it, or we disgrace it and we abuse it. And we make it look so ugly. We the owner of the product. We spread it, and we spread it in a nice manner or in an ugly manner. Ya mu'min ya Allah, Allah huwa al-mu'min. Al-mu'min has many meaning. Al-mu'min, the one you can take from that al-amn wal-aman, meaning to have again peace and tranquility and security and insurance. And also the one he promised to deliver all this peace and security and insurance to the mankind or to all creation. But al-mu'min in here, they said, is the only one can be called this way completely with all this meaning of above, huwa Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he said also al-mu'min, the one, it coming from iman. And iman meaning to believe. And the reality of belief meaning to have truthfulness of your belief. And the truthfulness of your belief, it called thiqa, to trust. And the real mu'min, the real believer, okay, the one who do tasdeeq to whom who believe. Meaning, if you believe in someone, meaning you really believe. What it mean? You have sadq. Meaning, you really trustfulness about the person. If you trustfulness about the person, you believe in him. Do you see or no? You believe in something. Believe meaning I believe. This water. Meaning I already agree inside of myself before I believe. Is I have truthfulness inside of me. This is water. Do you understand or no? And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Quran, in many locations Quran, He calls the believer is a sadiq. Sadiq. They have the truthfulness. Al-Mu'min, word Mu'min came in Quran 15 times. One time for the 15 times almost for the believer and one time for Allah. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن. But the Mu'min as a abd, as a slave, different than Mu'min like Allah. Huge difference. Allah is mu'min completely. Meaning He carries His name and title and quality from every aspect. But when Allah calls us mu'min, mu'min of Allah, related to the belief in Allah. Okay, it's not that different, but once you believe, you are a believer. When Allah said, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, is a call to you to do. Okay? And here He said something so beautiful. So beautiful. Now I hope Allah open our heart, and whoever gained this, he will become the highest. Anybody ready? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. He said, the most highest person on earth carry the title mu'min is the one who save himself and other from the torture of Allah. How? By helping other to guide them to the road of Allah. And to give them da'wah and save them from the torture of Allah. And he said, this is the job of whom? Messenger and prophet. And the scholar who are amilin. And those who follow their footsteps. Do you get it or no? And in here, also he said that al-mu'min, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He saved people from His torture, from His zulm. He's not an oppressor. You see? And also he said mu'min because he believed in himself. And he did tasdeeq already to himself and his messenger. People in Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called them in Surah Al-Taghabun, verse 2. هو الذي خلقكم فمنكم كافر ومنكم مؤمن والله بما تعملون بصير. Allah created you. Among you is a disbeliever and among you is a believer. And Allah, who is what you do, He's all knowing. ولو شاء ربك لآمن من في الأرض كلهم جميعا. And if Allah want, He will make everybody in earth is a believer. This is easy in Allah. Yunus 99. But Allah has a wisdom beyond our imagination. Now, what is the meaning Iman? Iman is a complete belief with conviction and knowledge and complete surrender to your belief. And to become humble to your belief and get away from arrogance. Because always arrogant is a quality of a disbeliever. And humble and humility is a quality of the believer. The more you believe, the more you become humble. And let me tell you the highest humble and humility. A lot of people do not get it. The highest humble and humility when a situation arises, you do not become rebellious. You do not become angry, upset. And this is why when shayateen come to you, I promise you, they will never come to you until you're generating a status of arrogance.
I'd appreciate that.
When I study how shayateen come to a person, number one, the person has to drift to the state of arrogance, not the state of humble. For example, why is this? Why now? Arrogant. You're not in a state of humble. And you question what? You see? And are you content at this moment? No. Are you in a state of thanks? No.
Maybe upset inside?
Upset inside meaning shaitan get you inside. As soon or later you get you outside. Inside the first stage. And the mu'min is obedience. وَأَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولُهُ إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ الأنفال verse 1. Obey Allah and His Messenger if you a believer. And also if you believer you have to fear Allah. وَخَافُونِي إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. Fear me if you are a believer. Al Imran verse 175. And Ar-Rahman verse 46. وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانِ. Those who fear the status of Allah, they have two jannah. And those who believe in Allah and the Day of Judgment, Allah promised them no fear after that. مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Those who believe in Allah and the Day of Judgment and they do good deed, no fear for them. By this way, the Iman, it will generate a status, internal, external. The internal is the heart. The external is the body and the tongue. And let me remind you about something a lot of people forget. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-Iman bid'un wa sab'una shu'ba. Al-Iman, 70 something part or branch. A'laha, the highest, la ilaha illallah. Wa adnaha, to clean up the road and take something from the street. إزالة الأذى عن الطريق. To get some dirt from the street. This is the lowest part of Iman. And the highest is لا إله إلا الله with a complete meaning and prerequisite. When you're really living inside, outside with what? لا إله إلا الله. What it meaning? I'm a completely slave. Like one person I was talking to him yesterday and he has some problem. And he tell me, when the problem occur, I remember one time he said something to me. I said, what is it? He said, be the leaf in the hand of Allah. Allah will take care about you. He said, I went, I cried to Allah. I said, Allah, I'm a leaf. Take care about me. He said, Allah, open for me. You see what happened? This is a principle, a lot of you do not get it yet. Humble and humility is the core. How you go to Allah with your arrogance? Arrogant of what? But let me tell you something. Shaitan make you arrogant. Shaitan make you forget who you are. Shaitan make you forget how limited you are. and he keeps thinking about the future. And you have to do this, you have to do that. Why you are here? You should be this, you should do that. Who's doing all this? Shayateen. But why are you listening? You're listening because you're dirty. You're not in at this moment, you're not in the status of Iman. You're not humble and humility. You're not thanking Allah. You're not thanking the people around you. You're arrogant over what Allah give you. And this is why you want to have more Iman, have more humble and humility. Have more contentment. Have more shukr to Allah. Have more zikr. Remember who's Allah. All of a sudden, your Iman will increase. It's not a talk. It's not a talk. And what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised? He promised, you become a mu'min, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah waliyul mu'mineen. Allah, He's the wali, He's the guardian of the believer. Allah waliyul ladina amanu, yukhrijhum min al-dhulumat ila al-nur. Al-Imran 68, Al-Baqarah 257. He will get them out of the darkness to light. He will be yours. He will take care about you. But when? When you are a believer. And this is why when you are in a state of Iman, Allah guide you. Allah assure you. Allah give you basira. Allah give you light. When you're in a state of arrogance and stubbornness, Shaitan give you what? Darkness. And he make your life miserable. Now, can we talk like that only? No. Why? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Baqarah verse 82, An-Nisa 57, Ar-Ra'd 29, As-Saff 2 and 3. What he said, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Those who believe and do good deed. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. All this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أصحاب الجنة نزلوا دخلهم جنات طوبى لهم وحسن مآب. Allah will get them Jannah. He will let them enter Jannah. He will take care about them. He will give them high level. By this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Iman and good deed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah As-Saff, He said, oh, you believe? Why you say what you do not do? Allah hate those who say what they do not do. May Allah save us. Today we like to talk too much, but we not do. And this is why when I tell you, you want to work for Allah, develop yourself first. By this way you become a doer, not a talker. When you become a doer, you have light. You have magnet. Allah put barakah in you, blessing. Why? You really mean it. You're not a tongue. You are a heart. Because if your tongue working, and your tongue is not living it, you're done. May Allah save us. Really. And also Iman is the opposite of Kufr. Iman is the opposite of Kufr. Iman guide you to birr, to all the goodness, to taqwa, to salah, to good deed. While Kufr, disbelief, he lead you to what? Arrogance, sins, stubbornness, uncertain. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Al-Mu'min, the believer, no, la ta'an, wala la'an, wala fahash. Al-Mu'min, he didn't go and hit people with word. Or he did not curse. Or he did not talk bad about other. And the hypocrite, we know the hadith. If he talk, he lie. If he promise, he will never fulfill his promise. And if he give commitment, he will break his commitment. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, أَفَمَنْ كَانَ مُؤْمِنًا كَمَنْ كَانَ فَاسِقًا لَا يَسْتَوُونَ. السَّجْدَ 18. Allah said, is the one who believe equal to the one who disbelieve? No way.
For the hypocrite, is there anything, like, if he makes a promise and he doesn't fulfill it, is there any reason why he doesn't do it? Is he lazy, or he doesn't, hold it in
compliance? No, no. You see, there's a big difference between a hypocrite and a lazy. A hypocrite meaning he says something, but he doesn't mean it inside. But the lazy is, he mean it, but he's so weak, he cannot fulfill it. But he's also in a state of hypocrite. Because you should always be careful and you do not say something you do not mean. Or you do not give commitment, word, time, anything. You know why? To be written in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kingdom as a sadaq. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also said, those who give maghfirah, those who do tawbah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open for them. Ala bi dhikrillah tatma'innu al-qulub, Ar-Ra'd 28. With the remember of Allah, you will come down. Wa bashir al-mu'mineen, Al-Baqarah 223. Oh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us ila tighting insha'Allah. That's why al-mu'min, clean, neat, keep his word, keep his commitment, no excuses all the time, deal with people with good manner, good conduct, whatever happened. This is a mu'min. And this, you have to develop it. To when the time coming and you do da'wah, your da'wah would be powerful. One time, one scholar, he teach me something. He said, don't speed up and hurry, try to do da'wah. Before another wise, people will call you names. Because if you start do da'wah and you do not have the quality, you will make many mistakes. People will remember you with your own mistakes. And your da'wah is finished. And when the time comes and you really have it, people said, look at the life. Look at the one who never come. Look at the emotion. Look at the one who giggled without no reason. And the bad habit you have, it will bite you and will finish you. People, if you do not listen to my advice, believe me, honest in the front of Allah, you're dumb. And if you listen to my advice, you will see it. You will see it grow. And it develop beautiful relationship between you and Allah, between you and other, and give you a lot of dignity and respect. But it will never happen unless you do the first stage first. Develop yourself first. Clean up your heart. Mean well. Have contentment, patience, good quality. Zikr, living the reality of Iman. Hurry from shaitan. Don't hurry. Be patient. Al-Muhaymin. Allah huwa al-Muhaymin. Al-Muhaymin, a lot of books call it the overseed everything. The one who to care about the provision, the one to care about everything, the one to care about all the need. Like, you can call it the supervisor over everything. You know? But the supervisor have a boss. But here, Allah is a boss, he's a supervisor, he's everything. And one scholar, he said, Al-Muhaymin, also one of the name of Allah, it calling all the name of Allah. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Hash, he said, La ilaha illa huwa al-malik al-quddus, as-salamu al-mu'min al-muhaymin. Al-Muhaymin in Surah Al-Hash is called in Quran only once, in this particular verse. And also it revealed belong to Quran. Al-Ma'idah 48. وَأَنْزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ بِالْحَقِّ مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ وَمُهَيْمِنًا عَلَيْهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Ma'idah 48, he talk about Quran. Is he revealed to you, Muhammad, with the truth? What is the truth? The truth of what have been revealed before you. and to confirm what they have between their hands. وَمُهَيْمِنًا عَلَيْهِ Overseeding everything else. Vice versa, the muhaymin, the one over everything. By this way, also, because he said Quran is also like the watcher over everything. Now, what we gain from that? He said you gain from that is you have to do haymana over yourself. You have to do haymana over yourself. What it mean, haymana over yourself? He said the haymana over yourself, you have to do it by three ways. Number one, al-ittla. To bear witness over yourself. To be alert about yourself. Number two, wal-istila. Yarhamkumullah. Al-istila meaning to overseeding yourself. You are reigning yourself, not allow yourself running the way it is. And number three, al-hafz, the protection and guardian.
Was this different between reigning yourself and protecting yourself?
Like, you can rein yourself, but you're still going in the wrong way. Reining yourself, for example, you can rein yourself in a small action. You see? For example, you can put a rein over a horse, but the horse can keep running with the rein, without a driver, without a horseman. He has the rein, but what it means without somebody to control it? What happens if you do not control your nafs? Shaitan take over every once in a while. And he said in here, in details, he said, al-ittila, to gain knowledge. The more knowledge you have about Allah and Islam, the more you're building strength over yourself. And he said, al-istila min al-qudra, meaning, you cannot be reigning yourself unless you have built iman and yaqeen. Because the building iman and yaqeen will generate power. This power will generate strength over your own shaitan. Do you see it? والحفظ من العقل. The protection from the brain. Because the brain is the owner of all arrogance. That's why you want to protect yourself from your own brain. And have this brain belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, pure from the waswasa of shaitan. Because if your brain is not overseeding by zikr and completely full of nur from Allah, shayateen will take over and make a big pudding inside and will destroy you. And once you do that, now you reach something so beautiful, unbelievable beautiful. You know what is that? Allah will do haymana over you. Once you do the first stage, when you try to do haymana over yourself, and Allah look at your struggle and mujahada and trying, now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends in their angel to protect you and support you and be for you. Do you see it or no? Huh?
Yes.
Yes or no?
Yes.
By this way, you want Allah to protect you and be for you, you have to really work hard for Allah. I will tell you in the front of Allah. Anytime you feel shayateen come, don't allow it. Don't go for too long. Remember goodness. Cry to Allah. Even make sajda quick. Make wudu quick. Pop out. Okay. By this way, the more you struggle between you and Allah, this is the reality of Iman. Now Allah be with you. I promise you, Even if you are a fool and you try to do bad things and you're ready for Allah, Allah will protect you in His own way. I know many fools in my life, Allah protect them so beautifully. But only you need to announce it, "Oh Allah, I'm a fool, please clean me, make me nice, and make me belong to you." And you will see what Allah will do. Everybody agree in here? And all of us is a fool one way or another. Unless we surrender to Allah and we said, "Allah, please protect us from ourselves." Now, if I'm saying that, why I allow shaitan to take me for a long time? For example, if shaitan take me now and do this and do that and do this and do that, right away I go back and say, "Excuse me, Allah, I do not know." Finished. Because I do not know. But if I have arrogant deep inside, yes, you're right, I have to do, and he doesn't have to, and this, and that. And I keep going. Don't blame shaitan. Blame yourself. Capture yourself is the most important and powerful one. Say Allahu Akbar and mean it, you will see what Allah will do for you. Ya Muhaymin, Ya Allah. For example, if I remember Allah is Muhaymin, how a shaitan can take me for a long time? Because the situation arises. I like it, I do not like it. And I know Allah is Muhaymin. What it mean? Allah watching, Allah know everything. What's the problem? You see? By this way, if I respect Allah is Muhaymin, now Allah give me Haymin and now Allah show me.
Just last week, someone from the office, they wanted me to do a job, just a small graphic design job, and I wasn't taking it very seriously. And then the night before she needed it, she talked to me again and she said, "Asif, you're a graphic designer, I wasn't kidding, we need you, I need you to do this job." More or less along the lines of, "Who else am I going to ask besides you?" And when she called me in that manner, almost like a mild desperation, calling my name with, I guess, my attribute, I was like, "Wow, she needs me. I have to go." And so the next day, I was going to go all the way to Queens College just to do this tiny little 15-minute job. And she contacted me again the next day. She said, "It's okay, I don't need it." And I said, "Are you sure? I was going to come just for this." And she got surprised. She asked me, "You were going to make all this time, all this travel just to do this small job?" And that's when I realized what it made me feel when someone called me by my names and my attributes. And then since then I realized, imagine how Allah feels with all His greatness and His power when you call Him with His attributes. Isn't He willing to sacrifice, or I guess not, to do so much for us? Inshallah.
And imagine you're not what you are. You're not even 1%. And Allah is the owner, and He knows He is the owner, and He knows nobody else can do it except Him. What happened now if Allah see me going to somebody else asking for help? Or thinking with my helicopter and my shayateen, and thinking somebody else can help me? You see how it goes? You people do not know what I give you, Allah. This is exactly what came in my heart a long time ago. How I dare Allah looking at me and I'm thinking about somebody else, or I want support from somebody else, or I worry about somebody else, or I believe somebody else can help me. And believe me, today the majority of Muslims cannot handle it. We cannot handle it to believe in Allah. Believe in Allah alone, we cannot handle it. We have to remember somebody else. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. But in me, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. I believe if I call Allah, it's sufficient for me. I do not need anybody else. Allah is my Lord. Allah is my Rabb. Allah is my Wali. Allah is my Guardian. Allah is my Wakil. حسبي الله ونعم الوكيل حسبي الله ونعم الوكيل حسبي الله ونعم الوكيل وأفوض أمري إلى الله إن الله بصير بالعباد. By the way, the last sentence of Surah Tawbah is a very powerful dua if you repeat it 7 times. Do you know what is that? فَإِن تَوَلَّوْا فَقُلْ حَسْبِيَ اللَّهِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ وَهُوَ رَبُّ الْعَرْشِ الْعَظِيمِ. حَسْبِيَ اللَّهِ الَّذِي لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ وَهُوَ رَبُّ الْعَرْشِ الْعَظِيمِ. حسبي الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم. حسبي الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم. حسبي الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم. حسبي الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم. حسبي الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم. Believe it or not, this can burn any shayateen, any sahr, any enemy, any arrogant, anything. But if you say it with a meaning, حسبي الله, Allah is sufficient enough for me. الذي لا إله إلا هو, the one and only, no one except him. عليه توكلت, completely I rely on him. وهو رب العرش العظيم, and he's the owner of the great throne. But let me give you bad news. Can I say this dua and I have a debt of something else? Or two debt? Or three debt? Huh? No. If I said عليه توكلت, you mean it. When you said عليه توكلت, you have to mean it. You really have to mean it. Meaning what? If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala look with his own everything an angel, you will find out nothing in your heart except whom? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah jalla jalaluhu. You understand? I was thinking about what I'm talking about to everybody in last many years. And I came to a conclusion. Somebody might hear me and said, you're repeating yourself. We heard it before. I want you to ask yourself, do you have it? Tell me, I like your smile. Do you have it? What it mean, the smile? Yes or no?
No.
That's it. If you do not have it, do you think you do not need to hear it? Over and over again? Until it become a part of you. I will tell you about myself. I've been doing this particular issue for last at least 5 to 7 years, and it takes a lot to be living the belief and calling Allah only. It's not overnight. It takes a lot of listening, a lot of struggle, a lot of trying. It cannot be just like that. But let me tell you one thing you have to do. You have to struggle a lot. You have to read these names. You have to call him with it. You have to learn how to call him with it with hours and hours and hours. Until it become not a part of your heart, is your heart. And now, you will be inshallah cured from a lot of shayateen attack. Not 100%, nobody will. But will not be a destroying attack. Because nobody will be safe from the attack. But should not be for too long to the point it destroy your life. In this life and hereafter. It should be ta'if. Ta'if meaning just like a wave. Just coming, just like that. Quick and low go. It should not be for too long. And how you do that? A lot of zikr. You understand?
I've had a major problem in the last few days. I'll go to read, and then I'll look at the book, and I'll think to myself, what's reading going to do for me? And I had this problem, and almost like the book has no power, or the message, the knowledge, whatever's inside the book has no, cannot do anything for me. How do I attack this when it happens? What action can I take to make it decrease?
Okay, let's talk about it quick. Do you hear what he said? When he read, he believed it would not benefit him. Why he read? Where it's coming from?
Shaitan.
Why?
Arrogance.
Arrogant. And the opposite. Some people said, I have to read. And it has to be now. Believe me, reading is light. All you have to do is struggle inside. Have the desire. It can be 5 minutes. It can be half an hour. And Allah will put blessing in it. But you cannot listen to the waswasa. You cannot listen to the whisper. You have to struggle. What you do? Very simple. Get up. Make wudu. Make two rak'ah. Sit down, do zikr. Don't go to reading just like that. Go to reading with adab and humble and humility. With poverty to Allah. It's not how much. You can have a sentence and it will benefit you and it's life in your heart. And you can read the whole book and nothing going on. By this way you have to. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. Kama sallayta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim. Wa barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. Kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim fil alameen. Innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma ya salam. Ya salam. Ya salam. يا مؤمن يا مهيمن يا الله يا الله يا قدوس يا الله يا الله يا غفار يا غفور يا كريم يا أكرم الأكرمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث اللهم اصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين يا وكيل يا وكيل يا وكيل يا ولي يا ولي يا ولي كن وكيلنا ومولانا وربنا ورجاءنا ومنتهانا يا الله يا الله دعوناك يا أرحم الراحمين دعوناك يا أرحم الراحمين دعوناك يا أرحم الراحمين دعوناك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام دعوناك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام دعوناك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام دعوناك يا حي يا قيوم يا دعوناك يا أكرم الأكرمين دعوناك يا الله دعوناك يا رؤوف دعوناك يا رحيم دعوناك يا أرحم الراحمين دعوناك يا علي يا عظيم دعوناك يا وهاب دعوناك يا قريب دعوناك يا مجيب دعوناك يا قريب دعوناك يا سميع يا بصير يا هادي يا الله يا تواب يا الله يا نعم المولى ويا نعم النصير وبالإجابة جدير ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم باسمك الأعظم وردوانك الأكبر وسلطانك القديم وعرشك العظيم الكريم وبيتك العتيق وبأسمائك الحسنى التي نعلمها ولا نعلمها وباسمك الأعظم الأحب إليك الذي إذا دعيت به استجب يا الله اللهم يا الله يا الله يا الله يا من هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الرحمن الرحيم يا الله الذي لا إله إلا هو ذو العرش المجيد اللهم يا الله الذي لا إله إلا هو ذو العرش الكريم. اللهم يا الله يا من هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو ذو العرش المجيد العظيم الكريم. يا الله ندعوك يا الله، ندعوك يا بر يا رحيم، ندعوك يا حنان يا منان، ندعوك يا وهاب، ندعوك يا قادر يا قدير يا مقتدر، ندعوك يا من تقول الشيء كن فيكون. ندعوك يا الله، ندعوك يا أول يا آخر يا ظاهر يا باطن، وأنت على كل شيء قدير. املأ قلوبنا بالله، املأ قلوبنا بالله، املأ قلوبنا بأسمائك الحسنى وصفاتك العلى. اجعلنا مؤمنين بها، عاملين بها. يا الله يا الله عشنا بها يا الله، وأمتنا بها يا الله، وأدخلنا قبورنا بها يا الله. يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين، لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين. اللهم دبر لنا فإننا لا نحسن التدبير. اللهم خير لنا واختر لنا، ولا تجعل لنا خيرا إلا فيما اخترته لنا رب العالمين، واجعلنا راضين بما اخترته لنا رب العالمين، وبارك لنا فيما اخترته لنا رب العالمين. اللهم ارزقنا التواضع، اللهم ارزقنا التواضع، اللهم ارزقنا البركة والنور والقبول فيما نفعل وفيما نقول. اللهم ارزقنا الحكمة، اللهم ارزقنا الولاية، اللهم ارزقنا القربة، اللهم ارزقنا حبك وحب حبيبك المصطفى وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يقربنا إلى حبك وتحبيب عبادك فيك. اللهم انصرنا بالإسلام وانصر الإسلام بنا. اللهم أعزنا بالإسلام وأعز الإسلام بنا. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، وعلي بحقك كلمة الحق والدين، وانصرنا على أنفسنا، وانصرنا على شياطيننا، وانصرنا على من بغى علينا، وانصرنا على أعدائك وأعداء الدين. يا أكرم الأكرمين يا أرحم الراحمين، صلي على الحبيب المصطفى صلاة تملأ خزائن الله نورا، وتكون لنا وللمؤمنين فرجا وفرحا وسرورا، وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. اللهم صل على الحبيب المصطفى بعد من صلى عليه، وبعد من لم يصلي عليه، وبالعدد الذي ينبغي أن يصلى عليه، وبالعدد الذي تحب أن يصلى عليه. اللهم صل على الحبيب المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم بعد من صلى وقام، وبعد ما صلت عليه الأنام، وبعد ما صلت عليه الإنس والجان، وبعد ما صلت عليه ملائكة الرحمن، وبعد ما صليت عليه يا الله في الأولين والآخرين وفي الأفق الأعلى إلى يوم الدين. اللهم صل على الحبيب المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم صلاة تنجينا بها من جميع الأهوال والآفات، وتقضي لنا بها جميع الحاجات، وتطهرنا بها من جميع السيئات، وترفعنا بها عندك أعلى الدرجات، وتبلغنا بها أقصى الغايات من جميع الخيرات في الحياة وبعد الممات، وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. اللهم يا أكرم الأكرمين يا مجيب يا أرحم الراحمين، يا علي يا عظيم، يا نور السماوات والأرضين، يا قريب يا ولي يا وكيل يا وهاب يا حنان يا منان، تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت أرحم الراحمين. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه.